All right, we're going to do anthematic blues. So this is in the key of E, and it's relative minor. The relative minor of E is C sharp minor. So you see it has some sections in E, and then when you get to like the fourth line, it kind of goes to C sharp minor. But mostly it's in E. Now, E is the one chord. So you have an E, and then you have B over D sharp. That's a five chord. B is the five chord of E. Never mind that the third of that chord is in the bass, namely D sharp. And then you have a flat seven. Right? D sus two is a flat seven to the key of E. It doesn't mean we've gone out the key. It just means, you know, it starts off diatonic and then it goes into flat seven, which means you can start doing some kind of mixolydian there. All right, you're still in E major, but you have a flat seven, so up to that point, you had regular E major, and now you have mixolydian and an A. All right. Now, look at the next line. Gives you a C chord. That's like based off of an E minor harmonized scale. So when you get to that chord, you're like kind of an Aeolian, if you will, to E. E Aeolian, right? And then the next chord, you're back at E major. Five and you're back at E major. So just within the first one, two, three, four, five bars, you have three different modes. You got E major for the E and B, you got E mixolydian for the D and A, and you got E Aeolian for the C chord, but then you're right back to E, the rest of it, E, B, E, B, E, B, E, is all in the key of E, and then the next line, C sharp minor, A, E, and B are all in the key of E, so nothing changes there. Then you get to A minor. A minor is non-diatonic to the key of E. It's kind of like, again, Aeolian. So you have to switch to Aeolian just for one bar. How do you switch to Aeolian just for one bar? I mean, you're jamming out in E. And then, well, you have to know where your intervals are. You just have to know it, you know? There's nothing I could say there. Yeah, you do that in soloing. You have to know that in Aeolian, you flat the third, the seventh, and the flat sixth. So, if nothing else, you know what intervals you're on, and if you're on a seventh, flat it, and if you're on a sixth, flat it, and if you're on a third, flat it, you know. And then right back to the next bar is E, B, and then C sharp, B. That's all back to E, and there's one other A minor in the tune. So, you have to watch out. You have to be careful of your modes, you know. So here we go. I'm going to try some of it.